you. Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. There a buzz, everywhere a buzz, buzz. All the ladies are a buzz, buzzing about Does. Why, Mrs. Smith said to Mrs. Murphy,
"Say, have you heard what Does can do?"
And Mrs. Murphy told Mrs. Jones,
"Glory be, I just heard Does does everything."
And Mrs. Jones told Mrs. McDonald,
"Would you believe it? There's a new kind of granulated soap called Does, and it has all three kinds of wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything."
And Mrs. McDonald told the whole neighborhood,
"But listen, girls, I'm telling you, you can wash your prettiest rayon slips with the same Does that gets your towels so sparkling white."
Yes, that's the wonder of New Does. It's one soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, that's good news right now during spring house cleaning. Because you can use this same Does for those heavy wash rugs and bath mats and for your prettiest washable slip covers and rayon net curtains.
But I always thought wash day soaps would be too hard for those nice rayon curtains.
Not New Does. It's different from any other leading granulated wash day soap. You see, Does is far safer for those fussy rayons and nicer colored washables.
Oh, but don't forget all those dirty rugs that have to be washed. They need a soap that isn't afraid of hard work.
Well, what do you think Does is, a sissy? Why, no soap made can get rough dirt out easier than Does. In fact, you can forget there ever was such a thing as hard scrubbing or boiling.
That'd suit me fine.
Well, then Does will suit you to a T. Once you try it, you'll find Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. It's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery. So for all your washing all the time, let Does do it. Just ask for D-U-Z, Does, and remember this song.
Take a shirt, take a towel,
take your pretty rayons,
wash them all with Does and sing. Does everything.
And now, the Goldbergs. When all is said and done, the real drama of Rosie's love affair with Walter Jerome is the relation between Molly and Walter's mother. For Mrs. Jerome has spoken and acted as if Molly was the one who had cultivated Rosie's affection for Walter and encouraged Walter's fight against his family ties and the girl to whom he's engaged. Since that girl, Norma, said Walter doesn't love Rosie, he hates his mother, and Rosie is just a weapon in this war, of course, Molly's in a very delicate position. Her whole family and the Jeromes, too, are up in arms, and Molly must walk delicately. And so, with Norma in the house and Walter on his way in, walking delicately is just impossible. Listen.
Mama, darling, Walter's coming. What shall I do?
Oh, please.
Go and tell him that Norma's here, Ma.
Please.
Walter's coming.
We know.
Sammy, what do you think? Shall I go out and tell him that Norma's here?
When he comes in, he'll find out.
I don't want him to think that I asked her to come over just to embarrass him. Let me go out and tell him,
Ma. Go inside to Norma. I'll talk to Walter.
Well, what'll you say to him, Sammy?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Oh, Rosalie, please.
Go inside to Norma, Sammy. Let me talk to Mama.
Oh. Who saw my hat?
What do you want your hat to?
Where's my hat?
Don't go out to Walter, Pa.
Why not?
What are you going to say to him, Pa?
Whatever my judgment prompts me to say. Whatever a loving father should say to protect his offspring.
Pa.
Pa. Without a pa.
Papa, darling.
Yes, Papa, darling.
Oh, family, please. Go inside to Norma.
Well, what can I say to Norma?
I was going to tell you what she told me.
Rosalie, come away from the window.
I don't want Papa to hurt Walter's feelings, Ma.
Papa's concerned with your feelings, Rosalie.
I don't care. hear about my feelings. I don't mind giving him up, but I don't want him hurt. He's been hurt enough. What's Papa doing?
Rosalie, please stop looking out of the window, Rosalie, please.
Is Papa hollering?
He's not hollering. Papa is not hollering. He's talking gently.
He isn't, Ma, not when he uses his hands that way.
Please, Rosalie, please. Papa's lighting a cigar. Can't you see?
Where are they walking?
They're not walking. They're tripping lightly backwards and forwards and to and fro. They're not walking away. Rosalie. Rosalie, no. Will it stop? Will there be silence? Will there be a period on the tears of it?
Do you think it's true, Mama, darling?
What, Rosalie?
That Walter only thinks he likes me because it's a way to get back at his mother.
Rosalie, darling, it's possible.
No, I'm sure he loves her and nobody else. And I'm sure he loves me. She has a million reasons and I haven't any. But, Mama, darling, you don't have to have any reasons to know when somebody loves you. You don't. Why can't I just ask her? What's wrong with asking a person if they love you?
Nobody said it's wrong, darling. Nobody says it's wrong. Should I said it was wrong? Do you think that when one person is loved by another, anyone has to ask, do you or do you not love me? Is it a question of a witness on a stand? Or a judge and a jury? Is love a secret that one person has against another, Rosalie? Is it a crime that people hide from each other? Or is love a joy and a blessing that shines in every look, in every word? Aye, Rosalie, Rosalie. If you feel that you have to ask Walter, that means that you don't know if he loves you or not. That means that you're not sure. And if you're not sure, then you shouldn't see him anyway under the circumstances and the conditions. You shouldn't be willing to come between him and his fiancée, Norma. And more than that,
Mama,
Rosalie.
Mama, darling, you...
Rosalie, please, darling. Please. Do you think I would keep your happiness away from you? Don't you think I'll know it, too, when it comes to you? You'll change, Mama Lee. You'll become a new person under mine eyes. Because someone loves you and then you love them. And what do I see now? I see tears. Do you think your tears now promise you happiness afterwards? Ay, Rosalie, I wish you could have my experience in your brains, in your mind for 1 second. For 2 minutes, I wish my thoughts was yours.
Mama, thought. Darling, you don't understand.
Oh, yeah, I don't understand. I would that I didn't understand.
Mama. Why, is Papa coming in alone?
Oh, please, Rosalie, no, they're talking yet.
Papa's hollering now, I can see it, Ma. Look, Mama, darling, he's hollering.
Where's my sweater?
Don't go out, Ma.
I will go out and I'll be right in. Lay down, Kitty, go back to me and don't make me nervous. Lay down.
Excuse me just a minute, Norma. Oh, what did Mama have to go out for? Now, Rosie, will you stop it? Don't you think we've had enough of all this?
Why do you say that? Because Norma's...
Yes, and there's sense in what she says. Plenty of good sense.
It's easy to make up reason.
Norma knows Walter like you don't, Rosie. I wish you'd listen to reason instead of blubbering at every opportunity with self-pity. If you're in love, you're in love, but understand it. Look at the facts. Here's a fellow like Walter who's been under his mother's loving thumb all his life. And finally, he's revolted. That's why he came to Lastonbury in the first place. And then when he found out his mother and Norma were coming up here, he started to find other ways to show his independence. His mother liked Norma, so Walter decided that he didn't like being engaged to the girl. He picked a poor family like ours, a young kid like you. He's done everything to get his mother's back up. Well, it can't be all a coincidence.
But I love her.
Did I say it didn't, Rosie? Can't you understand me? I'm not talking about what you feel, but what Walter feels. And there's no use involving yourself in this kind of a mess when there's even an outside chance that Walter doesn't know his own mind. Now, be sensible. Act sensibly. Act as if what Norma said is true. If it isn't, you won't lose Walter. And if it is true, you'll save yourself from this.
What's Mama saying to Walter now? Now Mama's talking
to... Are you listening to me or am I wasting my breath? Oh. Come in, Norma.
Rosie. Why don't you let me go out and tell Walter that you don't want to see him anymore?
My mother and father are taking care of that, thanks to you, Norma.
That won't be enough to keep Walter away.
If you think that, then he does love me.
You want to be hurt, Rosie.
I am being hurt.
Only because you refuse to see the obvious.
All I can see is that everybody's doing everything in their power to keep Walter out of this house.
Rosie, what makes you think Walter loves you and hates me? How do you know? What makes you think so?
Nothing makes us think so.
It's true.
You don't have any proof of it, Rosie. Nothing that Walter said to you, nothing he's done for you could make you think so.
All Walter ever did was say he had a right to see anyone he pleased, even if he was engaged.
And all that was his way of fighting his mother. He knew she wanted him to marry me, and he knew she'd complain. He knew she'd be furious if he saw another girl. Did Walter ever tell you he loved you? Or did he tell you he wouldn't do what his mother wanted him to do?
Well, did Walter ever tell you he liked you, Rosie? Tell us, did he?
I know he didn't, and that's why I'm here. I love him, and I don't want to lose him just because a situation like this gives him an opportunity to strike back at his family. Listen to me, Rosie.
Rosie.
If Walter loves you, he'll never marry me. You won't have to worry. I wouldn't want to marry him if I thought he liked someone else. But this crisis, it's confusing everyone. Rosie, why don't you send Walter away? Now, just temporarily. Why don't you give this situation a chance to cool off?
Be reasonable, Rosie. Give yourself a chance.
Give Walter a chance, Rosie, if you love him. Right now, all he can see is a struggle between his individuality and his mother's domination.
And he doesn't care if he hurts you and Norma in the fight.
There's nothing to lose if you refuse to let yourself be used in that way, Rosie. Listen, if Walter loves you, he'll be back.
Yes, and if Norma's right, you'll save yourself more than you'll ever lose.
All right. Take him away. I won't see him. Keep him. Protect him. Nurse him. Hide him.
But Rosie's decision to give Walter up, like her decision to keep him, is equally suspicious. For Rosie is, after all, a girl of 17. On the verge, as Molly says. And although the heart aches at 17 as strongly as it does at 27, the reasons change. Actually, it isn't Rosie's decision that counts, but Walter's. You know, I think it's time you showed your dishpan who's boss. Yes, just stand up for your rights and say no more of those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean those tough granulated soaps because they fall short on safety for your hands. And I mean those bar soaps because they don't have real speed. You see, such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan now that New Does is here. Yes, I mean that brand new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, this same Does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Why, your hands will come out of the dishpan feeling beautifully soft and smooth. In fact, Does is far kinder to your hands than any other leading granulated wash day soap. Yet no soap made can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell by the suds how different new Does is. Just ask for Does today. It brings you a new kind of dishwashing. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Tomorrow, Sammy and Norma talk with Walter, and Walter acts in his own determined way. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.